Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning to you, sir. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, too. Good morning.
All righty. We'll just jump right in. What are the conflicting COVID news?
Well, pick your country and find some anomaly going on. First off, the World Health Organization, they're looking into the airborne transmission, aren't they, of COVID-19. You may have spotted that report and thought, hang on a moment, I thought it was meant to be from surfaces. And obviously,
correct,
people sneezing in front of you. But no, they're looking at whether the virus transmits in lingering droplets. So think of the number of times you walked past somebody in the street and thought, well, it's fine, we're outdoors, blah, 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 and you wonder then,
Yeah.
United States, they've passed the 3 million virus cases mark, 60,000 in one day, which is a new world record. No country has had 60,000 new infections in one day before. The American vice president, though, says the wave of cases is flattening out. There's no evidence that the wave of cases is flattening out, but the vice president says it is, so coronavirus, listen. The UK government, they've introduced a range of measures to kickstart the economy, including, how's this? If you go out for a meal on a Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday in August, you could get half price off your dinner.
Okay.
How's that for a subsidy? How you go about claiming it, of course, inevitably, you only have 5 days to do it and you have to fill in an online form. But apart from that, it'll all be easy peasy. I mean, government online forms are always easy to fill in, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a second lockdown begin in Melbourne in Australia, and indeed, it's something like 5 million people now who cannot go out for anything other than food or medicine, and for 6 weeks. So that is, that's back into lockdown and then some. And at the same time that the new French Prime Minister has ruled out any general lockdown in France, saying they are fine, even whilst there are little spikes of cases in various bits of France.
Right.
I don't know. It just feels like we still haven't quite got a handle on this damn thing.
No,
4 months later.
We definitely haven't. And if that weren't enough to deal with, riots have now started in Belgrade.
Isn't that extraordinary? Jesus. Yeah, and this is over the threat of a reimposition of a weekend curfew, so a sort of lockdown and a half. I mean, it's not quite, you'll be shot on sight if you go out at night, but heading in that direction. So we've seen police and protesters hurt in riots in the Serbian capital, Belgrade. The protests began peacefully enough on Tuesday night, and then they escalated, and then they spread, and then basically over yesterday, because of the threat of reimposing a weekend curfew, the anger turned to violence. And lo and behold, protesters broke into the National Assembly building in Belgrade. Police then had to intervene and step in, and tear gas was fired. And the other thing is that whilst on the one hand we talk about this as people being unhappy about, their freedoms and their liberties being restricted, there are inevitably also some who are stirring it up. So far-right nationalists and extremists were absolutely identified for stirring things up in the midst of all of this. And journalists say they included an MP who has been particularly outspoken in his extremism and his extreme anti-vaccine, anti-coronavirus theories. And he's one of those who believes it's all a conspiracy, for instance.
Yeah.
So in that whole maelstrom, it is just, yes, as you say, hectic.
Yeah, I just find it so interesting. There's so much to deal with, and that the far-right involvement, I mean, that happened with the Black Lives Matter protests around the world as well.
Yeah, just sort of, absolutely.
It seems the antithesis of sort of their own self-preservation, but they go for it all the same. Very briefly, cricket is back. How did it go? We spoke about this briefly yesterday.
We did. For the first time in 4.5 months it is since we had an international cricket match, and there was one in Southampton, at least the first day of one, with England playing the West Indies, and as predicted, it rained. Now, the only thing is, it rained, it drizzled, and it was a bit of a shame, it was a bit of a damp squib, and it reminded us what an English summer is all about, a bit of cricket and some rubbish weather. But the weather was only mildly rubbish, and I do think, yes, there was a dull drizzle for some of the time, but maybe, in front of empty stands for a cricket-starved worldwide TV population, maybe they could have tried a bit harder, particularly the umpires, to get things going. We need to see some stuff. You can't just sort of go, oh, no, can't be bothered, really, because it's a bit inclement. I don't think that quite washes with people.
Fair enough. But we'll keep on hoping that the weather gets a little bit better. Adam, always such a pleasure to catch up with you.